Clock will call the meeting to order, please. Has everyone had a look at the agenda? Any additions or deletions? No? All right. Can we have a mover for the agenda, please? Seconder?
Make your vote.
All in favor? Carried. Everyone had a chance to look at the minutes? Do we have a mover for the minutes?
Bonky.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Financials, payment of accounts. Getting
right there.
Okay, whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, check number 26138 to 26169, other 0476 to 0499. Now, therefore, be it resolved that payments be approved for the amount not to exceed $204,682.74. Mover.
McVickle.
Bonky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
This is for the two paychecks, whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, 0500 to 0501. Now, therefore, be it resolved that payments be approved for an amount not to exceed $3,149.10. Can I get a mover?
Stead.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Gary?
I own anyways. We'll leave him out.
Okay, whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, other 0502 to 0523. Now, therefore, be it resolved that payments be approved for the amount not to exceed $6,871.84. Mover.
Okay.
Seconder.
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Aye. Department reports, number one, Public Works, meeting of March 23rd, 2026. It is in your package, so you could see it. Same with the utility March report and the bylaw March report, the building March report, and the municipal emergency coordinator's quarterly update. It's all in there. You could all see it in your package. Mm-hmm. Reports of committees, Northeastman Community Health Committee, again, that's in there. It's mostly an update on doctors. There's another meeting tomorrow. Whitemouth Reynolds North Whitechill Waste Management, that is in there. Kind of just an update from what's happening at Waste Management. And number three is Whitemouth Two Rivers Service to Seniors is also in there. If anybody has anything to add, you can go into the verbal reports of committees and start off with Councillor Sterk.
Nothing for me.
Nothing.
Deputy Bonky. Councillor Duncan McDougall.
Yeah. Councillor Sterk and I had a planning district meeting on Monday the 6th, and we just discussed.
Mr. Chair.
You like your input. We discussed a couple of subdivisions that are going on. Some that have been approved, conditionally approved, and we discussed the future of the planning district, which there's some correspondence about in your agenda package that I shared with you guys, and open for discussion and further on about that.
There's more on the agenda on that.
It's further on the agenda for today, today's agenda, just the future of where we've been talking about dissolving, disillusion of, maybe a pivot from there and going in a different direction, some different ideas, but definitely looks good. Positive, anyway. So that's me.
Okay. Councillor Stead?
Nothing for me this week.
And then myself, well, I attended a work meeting. I think it was only one in the 2 weeks. Again, what they're doing, they're just getting ready for the spring season. Lots of training going on, you know, here and there, just training. And looking, of course, for members to join the club, join the team, and always looking for volunteers throughout the RM. And then we also had a museum meeting, and they're doing kind of the same thing. Of course, they're going in a kind of a different role this year because Bob and Pat are no longer on the board. So, you know, they're just going ahead, getting ready for spring, looking for the green team people and things of that nature. And that's about it there.
That's true. With work, are they short a few members?
They're always short. You mean with work?
Work, yeah.
I think. Well, we have the work chairperson here, so.
Should we advertise?
Yeah, they are. They are. Well, actually, the one they're really looking for is a scribe. But I think they've had it in the papers and stuff, but they haven't come up with one at this point. But they're continuously working on it, continuously having meetings.
Posted on our website now, too.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, good.
We did have two guests at our last meeting. So we're hoping
one of them will take it, yeah.
Very awesome.
Okay, good. Good. And then we'll move over to communications. I need my glasses, I can't see. Northwest Ontario Command of the Royal Canadian Legion 18th Annual Military Service Recognition Book. Now, what they want here, I don't know if we have done this before, but they're looking for advertisements. Of course, it comes at a cost. But I don't know if anyone is interested in that. I'm not.
No.
So whatever. It's.
I've never. No disrespect to them, but I've never heard of them.
Yeah. Well, again, me either. And again, it's, you know, we only have so many funds, and we have our own communities. This is in Northwest Ontario. All right. Number two, CN Rail. Right-of-way vegetation management 2026. I guess Lacey, more or less, they're looking for admin to post that kind of stuff.
It's information for the public more about what their vegetation program is. And yes, they do have contacts on their website for the public to reach out to. So admin can post that.
You guys can do that? Okay. All right. Number three, speed signs. October to December report, RM of White Milk Alma location. If you guys have looked through them, that was sent to you. It's kind of interesting. You can see how many speeders there kind of were in Alma when they come into town, and it's interesting. Larry?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of a nice tool. Does that get moved around?
Yeah, we have it for a period of time.
Yeah.
I believe there is the intent to put it, after a year, to put it in Seven Sisters and then White Mill. So a year each location.
It is proven to get people, when they see the sign, the people slow down.
Yeah, it is a visual cue, right?
You know, yeah, so. Okay, number four is White Mill River Planning District Reynolds proposal. I think, I don't know, do you want to carry that in camera, or you want to just speak to it now, Duncan?
Nothing really private to talk
about. No. I mean, you guys are on the committee. And
well, Delmer, that, it's just Russ came up with a proposal for their administrative, one of their administrative people to do the secretary treasurer and position, which is, we're having trouble with filling that spot. I mean, it's only one day a month, and and I guess it'd be run more like the waste management, where the paying of the two members, me and Duncan, would be coming out of the administration instead of from the planning district. So it'll probably run more like the waste management, where it's kind of, it's got its own board, but then the payments would come out of administration.
Each municipality.
Yeah, put it on. And it would be, because it's a member from Reynolds that's doing the secretary treasurer, it'll be in their office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's also been restructured now that hopefully our development officer, when there is a subdivision, will be more involved in it, like make a report to us.
I've read through that, and it looks like that they're going to do it forever, but I don't know what you guys think. Should it be changed?
A little bit about every 4 years.
Yeah,
changing
just
that
like
up.
The art, like the waste management, 4 and 4.
Yeah. Waste management is 10, which is too long in my opinion.
It's too long.
But to go 4 is good, and I mean, there's good and bad about it. The bad is that the administration learns how to deal with these subdivisions and stuff. Did I say bad? I mean,
yeah.
That's the good. But the bad is when you switch, somebody's got to learn at the new municipality. But there's nothing wrong with them learning because it's important stuff. So there's a bit of a learning curve every 4 years for whoever's handling that part of it, but it's good information to know, and for administration to be able to share with their councils. So I think the switching every 4 years would be good. Otherwise, really, it's
yeah. I sat in on your meeting, yeah. And I thought it was very good. But do we want to do a resolution on that now, or do we do a resolution on it, or do we?
We could. I mean, I think it would be prudent to have administration go over all of these steps and come back with their thoughts too.
I think even that bylaw kind of has to be changed, because now our bylaw is our secretary treasurer.
Well, that's what they can go through and check.
That's our own planning district bylaw.
Yeah, so that would have to be done by.
We're going to find out if it allows for this and make any amendments if we can, hoping there's no, provincial acts that would prevent us from not doing it this way, because we are governed by the Planning Act.
And it used to be covered, like the Secretary of Treasurer was covered by our RM employee until she retired, and then we got our own secretary. So it'll go back to the RM, it'll just be out of rentals. But it's just the payment structure will change.
Yeah.
So we'll put it on.
And if we learn that we can't, then we just have to arrange it so that we follow the Act. And I mean, even if it is the payment structure being the same way, and then a levy from the municipalities. Speaking of the levy, that's a good thing. We also decided in our meeting that we're not going to, there won't be a levy from the planning district. It's $9,000 per year right now. So for 2026, there's no levy. It's a little late for our budget.
Doesn't matter.
It got done. We did a resolution for that, which, sorry, I didn't have a copy of. But we do have a resolution from the planning district. And so it saves the RM void of $9,000 this year.
Whether it's in the budget or not, it's $9,000 savings.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be used elsewhere if we need it.
Okay.
If we need it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 5, TriWave Construction, Development on Class 6 and 7 Soils Resolution and Update. We don't need, that's more information, isn't it? Tell me, what are we missing here? It's something that we agreed to a long time ago, right? And that's why we're getting all this?
It's something that council supported.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're just updating you with
any
progress made on it.
Okay.
Just to be clear, that was where they were, the development not being allowed in certain classes, and we're lobbying to allow development on these classes.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yeah, sorry, thank you. That's a few years ago.
But it keeps coming back, right?
Yeah.
Well, not keeps, but.
And it does potentially affect us here. We've got a few low-lying areas that are in that class.
Yeah.
It's more pertinent to lakefronts along Lake Winnipeg was the intent, but we've got enough waterfront here and low-lying where we are in that class.
It's good that we're on the radar.
Yeah.
Number 6, Whiteshell Laboratories Restoration Plant and Economic Development Meeting Summary and a Resolution. So that is the meeting that Councillor Stead, Deputy Reeve Honke, and myself attended here a few weeks back. And they had us, they're looking for a resolution, but they had us, and it was in your package, but they had us come up with ideas that we liked or didn't like, and certain things. I can read just this this little bit here. The main campus, we supported that strongly because it's good for economic development. And when we talk about economic development, we're also talking about things, training places where they can train fire departments, train nurses' aides, train work, train whatever there is for training. And then we also supported the WR1 reactor and the Winnipeg River. We supported that. We had provided concerns that were addressed, environmental monitoring. Waste management area, we supported that one. Landfill, we supported. Lagoon, we strongly did not support that because of economic development, if there was economic development coming there and where it's sitting.
Can I interrupt you?
Go ahead.
And the question, my question, with the lagoon, what was their intent or their ask if it should be removed from the site?
Yeah, that's...
I think they were going to fill it in.
Fill it in.
They were going to...
And use what for waste management, on-site wastewater management?
You know what, Duncan, that's a good question. I don't know. This was really quick and fast, two-hour meeting for everything, but our general impression was if you're going to fill it in, we're not supporting it.
You need a lagoon.
We need a lagoon.
Yeah, thanks.
So that was
what... I just wondered what the alternative was.
That was kind of where that's kind of where we were going. So, and then the remaining site we supported provided concerns addressed and for, again, economic development. So here's a resolution. You want me to read this whole page out?
May as well. Somebody complained that the last minute was a little bit short, or last meeting was a little
short
on the short side. So
Municipal Council Resolution Template. Okay. Whereas the rural municipality of Whitemouth is a community supporting the redevelopment of the Whiteshell Laboratory site located in the local government district of Pinawa. And whereas the Whiteshell Laboratory site has historically played a significant role in the regional economy and decisions respecting the end state may influence future economic resilience within the region. And whereas Council considers it important that the defined end state for the Whiteshell Laboratory site support long-term development potential and not unnecessarily constrain future economic use of the property subject to all capable regulatory requirements. And whereas Canadian Nuclear Laboratory, CNL, is the holder of the decommissioning license for the Whiteshell Laboratory site, and whereas the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission, CNSC, is the federal regulatory authority responsible for determining license conditions and durations, and whereas Council has reviewed the Whiteshell Laboratory site restoration plan, WLSRP, including the proposed end state and decision units. And whereas Council has had the opportunity to provide feedback respecting the WSLRP and acknowledges that CNL has responded to the feedback received. And whereas Council's position is formed based on the information currently available at the time of this resolution. Therefore, be it resolved that Council confirms its understanding of the proposed end state of the Whiteshell Laboratory site as described within the WLSRP documentation. Be it further resolved that Council supports these aspects of the WLSRP decision units as follows. And that's the ones I just read out to you. Oh, you got them up there? Good.
I didn't attend, but as good as it gets.
Yeah. I mean, they're looking for support. I mean, they got 11,000 acres there,
mm-hmm.
And and they're looking for the government to support that site. That things can be done, and if all these things were to get done and they were going to happen, every community in the eastern region is going to benefit from
Excellent.
It. I mean, everyone's going to benefit. Maybe you won't have the training site here, Whitemouth or in Elmore and San Francisco, but you're going to have housing. Because if all these things were to happen, you're going to have housing, you're going to have this, you're going to have that, you're going to have spinoffs. So, and it's just sitting there because the government was taking it, And then there's also the small modular reactors that they're trying to get into there, and that's been on the table for 8 years or so. So can we have a mover for that then?
Honky.
Seconder?
Stood.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Carried. Thank you. Those stupid acronyms, there's a lot of them that I keep. Okay. We are number 7. Bulletin number 2026-12, MNR OFC, Peguis Flood Response Request for Personal Support. So we're not doing that. We don't have anyone out there, but are we doing a resolution just in case somebody from here gets called or not?
I would support a resolution of that nature if they want to go.
Well, I'm just asking if that's...
And if the chief feels that they have manpower.
Is that what we want?
Nice. I can write a resolution right now.
Well, you never know. We could have our fire department. We could have our work. We could have anybody. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then...
Okay. We do have a couple of firefighters up there helping with sandbag today.
We do?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. They're ahead of it, so we should have one.
Mm-hmm.
You're writing one up now?
Yep.
We have a couple. Who went?
Jordan Kozak from Seven Sisters, and I'm not sure who else went with them. They went on their own time. It's not through the fire department. They're on the fire department.
So they went on their own. But we should have something in place if any of our teams got called out. I think we should have this.
Then they can get paid. Because the province is going to reimburse us.
Yes, if someone gets called in an emergency situation, whether it be work or whether it be...
Well, last year we had those guys going...
Fire department,
north,
then
yeah.
They'd get paid and they'd be reimbursed. Go ahead quickly, Dean, but you have to be a delegate to...
A few of our members did attend the Port of Prairie to help out with the evacuation there, and it was more to see what the people required, so we had part of our work team go out there, so we would be prepared to handle as well as evaluate and assist.
Good, thanks.
So a resolution would work out the firing
crowd? Whoever gets called out, I guess. What else do we have?
No. Council members.
Hey.
I would help.
Better order some oxygen tanks.
Yeah. What's that?
I was helped by a council member.
Oh, yeah.
Nicely.
Pardon?
I appreciate that.
Take your time.
Yep.
It's just good to have something, because if somebody goes out, it doesn't necessarily have to be there. It could be anywhere.
Well, the guys we have out are part of the CANUTEC as well, which is another provincial rescue and help. And so they're that's who they went out through.
Okay. I'll read it out and then you can. Whereas the municipality has received a request for Peguis flood response personnel support. Now therefore be it resolved that members of the Weymouth Fire Department and the Weymouth Emergency Response Team be hereby authorized to attend same, and be it resolved that they be reimbursed as per municipal bylaws.
I'll move that.
Okay, Duncan will move it. Seconder?
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Good, thanks. Number 8, ratepayer concern re-approachment. We'll go in camera with that, please. Number 9, ratepayer subdivision 4203257848, request for development agreement. I read through it, Lacey, and I would suggest admin to prepare a development agreement and then we can come back and have a look at it.
Yep, we can prepare that.
Did you have any preliminary thoughts on what it might and what
yes.
how it may read?
So looking at it, there's the from our resolution that was supplied to community planning, there's the one clause about development on the high water. So that it will have to include that.
Yeah.
And then potentially where the road allowance is and the frontage. So
the access on that
yeah.
part.
Okay. Good, thanks. Unfinished business, lagoon borrowing bylaw. Again, that's tabled. We haven't heard anything from the federal government, have we?
No, there's been no movement on that money that we're waiting for a response on.
Okay. We've got to keep pushing them. Number two, waterline south of Elma, inquiry from a ratepayer. Is that the same deal?
Yes, and that's another one where we've gone back to Water Services Board, and we're still waiting for them to get back to us. They were going to get some more information for us, and they're not done yet.
What is there any?
They're looking at some costs, and they were looking at a different route, and then we were also looking at potential ways of funding.
That would help. Okay. Well, who knows? We're looking for at the federal government, and Carney got his
wish
majority yesterday. So, or this, today, I should say. Whatever. Number three, zoning bylaw. That again has been tabled, but I understand that Tina is starting to work on that.
Yes, our admin staff is starting to go through the list again. So when.
Good.
We have a little bit more information, we'll present
it. Well, there's lots there.
Yep.
Talk about a special meeting date after that for...
Mm-hmm.
Once she gets
that.
Things
yeah.
that we can have a look at, and then we'd have one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information in there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, you may as well go through it. Number four, senior election official for 2026 elections appointment. We are going to, and you're going to be appointed. Just you can explain this.
Yes. Well, we have advertised for it. We've had some people interested, but nobody commit yet. There's some deadlines that we need to meet, so I can act as it, but I do need to be appointed. I do need to swear the oath. In the meantime, though, I am recommending that it's until a successor can be found.
So the way I understand it, you're doing it, and you're going to do this, and you have to do this, and all this stuff. But if someone is found, they can take over?
They'd have to be appointed.
Okay.
By council.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Resolution.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't got anybody right now, so we don't have
was,
to do
was there not a wing of the province that'll take over and do that for us? Or they're not available, you said earlier?
They're able to help and aid. And some of the consultants that we were hoping could do it, they cannot. We did reach out way back in February to them, but even that, they were already all booked up. So...
So that gets kind of busy for you at that time of year then.
Whitemouth used to do it this way.
Did they?
Yep. Yeah, I think 20.
Not to pass the eight.
No, I think it was the 2010 election, I believe.
Okay.
So yeah, Whitemouth used to do it this way.
All right. We will then move on to number five.
Oh, I need a res. There's a resolution for that.
Oh, you need one for this? Oh. Whereas Section 153(2) of the Municipal Councils and School Board Elections Act provides as follows. 153(2), a person appointed as the returning officer of a local authority under the Local Authorities Election Act is deemed to be the senior election official of that authority under this act until his or her term of office expires or until his or her successor is appointed under the act. Okay, that's the question that I asked. Now therefore be it resolved that council have deemed it expedient and in the best interest of residents of the rural municipality of Whitemouth to appoint the chief administrative officer as the rural municipality of Whitemouth senior election official for the 2026 election. And be it further resolved that the chief administrative officer remain senior elections official until a successor be appointed.
I'll move.
Mover.
I'll
question. So it's conceivable that you be the SEO right through the election?
Yes.
Okay. Just asking, thank you.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number five, White Mother Rounds Planning District Dissolution is, okay, where are we with that? Delmer and Duncan?
I think we've talked about everything
I think
in our previous, just asking admin
for this,
where
yeah.
Just review it and come back with.
And then that'll be.
Yeah, we'd change the name from dissolution to restructuring.
Restructuring, correct. Yeah.
So we're no longer dissolving it.
We're yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was. That's good. That's good.
So
yeah.
Anyone who was scared, a few people were scared by the idea of dissolution.
No, it's not.
Don't have to be scared.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
good.
Sure I
should
know
have
that.
The care
yeah,
on
that's
paper
a good
here
one.
For
good,
that.
One. Good. Number six, 2026 general election. Again, all the rules are here and all those things to follow.
Question in regards to that, and I was approached, Reynolds just had a one event like we held a few years ago when we were talking about Lacey doing one for us, for people who are interested and want to learn about what all is involved in being a counselor, what happens here. I think somebody asked me yesterday if we're doing that, and they opted not to go to the Reynolds one because I said we had talked about doing it, so if we're going to, can we do a resolution to do one and think about a date for people?
I have started prepping for one.
Okay.
So I have started that.
I just felt uncomfortable telling them that we are when we really didn't firmly establish that.
And we have done them in the past. In the past, it's been a little bit later. I think one we did in July, and one,
mm-hmm.
But we've done them in the past, and yeah, I have started prepping for one.
So without a resolution, it's still safe to tell people we are having one?
Mm-hmm.
I would not want to have steered them away from them going to the Reynolds one without us having.
No, they won't go to Reynolds.
Okay, so.
We only had two at the last one. All of council went, and we had two people come. One was from Lactobani, and one was from Whitemouth. So it was good. The attendance was low, but it
That's,
was good.
Well, you still had it.
We still had it.
Do you want me to prep something for the next meeting
sure.
to kind of
sure.
To kind of as a plan to have in place and kind of a
sure, or even after budget if you're busy. I'm just want to be sure that we can comfortably tell people we are having one. When asked.
Okay, so for the next meeting, I'll kind of, or the meeting after that, I will have something prepped for council.
Good. Number seven, land sales. Oh, that's ongoing. That's not. There's nothing on the works with that. Then we're going to go to new business. First responders, shared health agreement and licensing. Now that, everybody got that package, and that's a long read.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of stuff in there. And the biggest part of that is probably getting the license from the government. Is that true?
Yes, the license is what's going to take a little bit longer. But in order to get the license, the shared health agreement has to be in place.
And that's a standard agreement from shared health that was in our package, yes. But yeah, the license is going to be a while. Who knows how long that's going to take?
Yeah.
Blaine.
Good. A couple months minimum.
No, it could be longer from what I've heard.
Yeah. Other, there's lots applying for it now.
Yeah.
Lots of different departments are getting.
So we need to do a resolution for this, though, right?
For the
to
agreement.
Do this part. Whereas the Rural Municipality of Whitemouth Fire Department has initiated the plan for a firefighter first responders program for firefighters to be the first response to a medical emergency due to the Whitemouth ambulance regularly being posted in other communities or in service. And whereas the Whitemouth Fire Department is willing and able to deliver non-transporting emergency medical response service on behalf of Shared Health in accordance with the presented agreement. And whereas this added service does not alleviate the province of Manitoba from providing this important service, very key. Now, therefore, be it resolved that council hereby direct the chief administrative officer sign this agreement.
I'll move it.
Seconder, please. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next one is AMM Spring Convention, April 21st to April 23rd. We need a resolution for that one. Whereas the Association of Manitoba Municipalities annual Spring Convention will be held in Brandon from April 21st to the 23rd, 2026. And therefore, be it resolved that all members of council and chief administrative officer are hereby authorized to attend same, and be it resolved that they be reimbursed as per municipal bylaws. A mover, please.
Stead.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Carried. Number three. Building inspector. From what I'm aware, there was one applicant. You can correct me on this.
Yes, and it's the one who's currently acting as the interim building inspector.
Okay. So
it is person out. I would like to discuss that in camera a little bit.
Okay,
fine.
Likely end up at the same place, but I just...
No, that's fine.
I think it's a prudent discussion.
Yep.
That's what I was wondering, but I figured if somebody brings it up, fine.
Yeah, thank you.
It's good. Number four, then. Insurance claim. Elma Community Center, we're going to go in camera with that one at the same time. Okay?
Yeah.
Number five, seasonal grass cutting for 2026 and 2027 seasons. And I think this was discussed at Public Works, so we can go ahead with this. Is that it, first one? Whereas tenders for grass cutting of certain areas in the rural municipality of Whitemouth for the summer season for both 26 and 27 have been circulated. Now therefore be it resolved that the successful tenders are as follows. Elma, Wayside Park to John Leichhardt for $120 per week. River Hills Picnic Area to Green Inspirations, $400 per month. 35A, Elizabeth Crescent to Green Inspirations for $185 per month. And Herzog Drive and William Drive cul-de-sacs to Clive Schultz for $50 per cut. A mover?
McDougall.
Seconder?
Monkey.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Number six, tender for porta potties rental for 2026 and 2027 seasons. Again, whereas tenders for the placement and cleaning of porta potties in the rural municipality of Whitemouth summer seasons for both 26 and 27 have been circulated. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the successful tender is Whiteshell Septic Service Limited to be paid $125 per unit per week plus $100 for cleaning per unit. And further be it resolved that this accepted price includes scheduled maintenance and supplies such as paper products and disinfectants. A mover?
Stead.
Or questions? Seconder?
Monkey.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Number seven. Missing something?
Nope.
Oh, number seven, handy van policy and rates. Now, this has come up a little bit to bring it on to the agenda for discussion. It's probably a good discussion. There's probably areas that we can move, but do we need to prepare, do we need a mint to prepare a policy for us first, or where do we go, or how, so that we can discuss it properly?
Well, I think they should look into other municipalities.
Well, that's yeah, all
so
part
where
of
where we're at. We've already shared some ideas.
Yeah,
look at some how some other ones are operating, which we've done, and see what where we get our money.
Where we
this.
Go? Is there something? Well, it can be in the full discussion. Is there a mileage range, like when you know when people are right beside it that they don't pay the same rate? Where they got to go two blocks and pay that whatever the rate is.
Mm-hmm.
Is there certain things that can be put into there? But you guys can, admin, I guess, can look at that, right?
Yeah, we can look into other municipalities. We'll look into things like the mileage range, the
yeah,
usage,
that's what I mean,
medical
yeah.
versus recreation type thing. We'll look into all that. And I'll also get our admin staff to kind of put together the cost. Just so we have you guys have a full picture that way.
But I think the goal is to make it affordable. Our current policy is a bit cost prohibitive for a lot of people to use this service, so it's not getting used. So it's a good initiative to restructure.
It's interesting to see what other areas do for that.
Some good ideas, yeah.
I know in Two Rivers we've upped our rates in the last.
Well, yeah.
That because of the
but Two Rivers is run differently.
Miles, yeah.
In Two Rivers, every municipality
yeah.
pays into that.
Yeah.
But we don't pay into that.
No.
Because we have our own.
No.
So maybe there's something to look at and see. Well, it'll go way up to get what I said. Yeah. But could be. Change of well, way of doing things. I don't know.
Well, we looked at that once, eh?
Service. I mean, it's always, you know, we're going to lose money, so it needs to be funded from either the province, which
yes.
we do get grants for it.
Yeah, we get a grant.
Because it doesn't, if it's going to make money or even break even, you probably can't afford to run it.
Maybe there's an option of joining in with Two Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Maybe there's an option. We don't pay into that option right now. This municipality doesn't. We do our own.
We looked at that once, eh?
Years
ago,
yeah.
But things change.
Yeah.
Things change. Okay, but that's good to have it on there so we can start looking at it, you know, because, hey, it's part of our, it really is part of our keeping our seniors healthy.
Yeah.
And it is quite a cost. Like, I had to go to Selby for a procedure where I couldn't drive, so if I wanted to use that handy van, I mean, to Selby and back, and I think it would have to wait at the hospital for 4 hours.
But that's a problem. That's where those things weren't there before. That's all calculated into the price.
Yeah.
Where the driver sits there for 4 hours or 8 hours waiting for the patient to come out. But
and it would be like if we calculated, that would have been quite a cost for me.
You wouldn't have got it.
Well, no, lucky I had somebody to drive me, but,
yeah.
You know, some people don't pay.
Yeah, it's high.
Okay, be it resolved that council recess the regular meeting and go in camera as per section 1523 of the Municipal Act to discuss the following items, legal and personnel, and be it further resolved that all matters discussed are to remain confidential as per section 83(1)(d) of the Municipal Act.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Thank you.
Have a good week, people.
Okay, so communication 8 regarding new business item. Regarding new business item number 4, Elma Insurance Claim Administration is directed to send letter with insurance claim check and advise on year-end financial review requirements. And then go to the next one. Councillor McDougall excused himself prior to all discussions on communications number 8, ratepayer concern regarding potential municipal encroachment. Whereas a concern regarding potential municipal encroachment has been brought forward, Now therefore be it resolved that the municipality get a legal survey to determine the road allowance for Hospital Street from Railway Avenue to River Drive. And further be it resolved that administration be directed to arrange above.
Honky.
Can I have a seconder, please?
Dead.
All in favor?
Aye.
I am abstaining from that.
And Councilor McDougall has abstained from that. We will now move on to the building inspector, whereas applications have been advertised, received, and interviews held for the building inspector contract position. Now therefore be it resolved that Richard McKay of Realm Structure Solutions Incorporated be hereby selected with contract services to commence on April 14, 2026 at the rate of pay to be set up at $45 per hour with a minimum of 16 hours per week.
Honky.
Seconder.
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. Be it resolved that the regular business has concluded and this meeting does hereby adjourn at 3:36.
Stead.
Second.
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.